for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres gave his New Year message today. The UN chief said the world was dealing with some of the same fears this time last year.
These are anxious times for many, and our world is undergoing a stress test. Climate change is running faster than we are. Geopolitical divisions are deepening, making conflicts more difficult to resolve.
But he also highlighted some of the United Nations' successes, pointing to peace agreements signed in 2018 between warring parties in northern Africa. The streets of Paris are quieter today than this time last week, as fewer yellow vest protesters were out. Some were targeting media outlets, chanting journalists, collaborationists, for allegedly favoring President Emmanuel Macron's movement. The protests have been the leading news story in France since they kicked off November 17th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The government shutdown has entered its second weekend without an end in sight. For federal contract workers like Lila Johnson, a shutdown like this is very damaging to her ability to provide for her family.
It's hard to be out of work, not knowing even when you go back to work, I'm going to have to work a month or so, maybe more, before I even get a decent check. Now my bills and everything is steady going up. They're not going anywhere. I'm going to have to double up, and that's still going to put me in a hole.
A Washington State resident staying at a Portland hotel kicked out for making a phone call in the lobby, apparently because he was black. Jermaine Massey, a guest at the Portland DevilTree, was in the lobby calling his mom when he was accused of loitering. Massey says the fact he had a room didn't stop the guard from calling the cops. He tells ABC News the situation was humiliating.
These situations hurt people. They make them feel excluded from the rest of society, and that's not how it should happen.
Hilton, which owns DoubleTree, has put the employees involved on leave and an investigation is underway. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The midterm elections in North Carolina continue among allegations of voter fraud. North Carolina Democratic Chairman Wayne Goodwin accuses Republicans of obstructing investigations into voter fraud.
Republicans are actively obstructing an investigation into electoral fraud, all to steal the election themselves. This is alarming and unconscionable, and a message to every North Carolina voter that it doesn't matter if you were defrauded and your vote silenced. Republicans would rather have power than faithfully represent you.
Incoming House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said Friday that Democrats next week will not seat North Carolina Republican Mark Harris amid the allegations of election fraud in the state's 9th congressional district. Israeli author Amos Oz, one of the country's most widely acclaimed writers and a preeminent voice in its embattled peace movement, died Friday after a battle with cancer. He was 79. His daughter announced her father's death on Twitter. The number one movie over the Christmas holiday is another superhero flick. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Aquaman is the current king at the box office. It boasts the sixth biggest Christmas day for movie ticket sales. The movie Vice is hoping to top this week's box office.
The vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job.
Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney opposite Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush. The latest movie from Adam McKay is scoring big at the box office. The movie opened on Christmas Day and is predicted to bring in $10 million this weekend.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.